China makes much of the world's masks, gowns, and other badly needed medical supplies. In recent weeks, production has ramped up there. Still, it's not easy for U.S. hospitals to get these things. Global competition is intense. But as the world's Rachel Rock reports, it helps to have a connection.
Harvard Business School student Sophie Bai was raised in China, but has been in the Boston area for about a decade. In mid-March, when she compared the situation between Chinese and American hospitals, she was moved to help here.
A lot of my friends are doctors. I know how crazy the situation is. And because I am a scientist by training, I realize how important those protective equipments are.
Bai assembled a team of 11 other classmates at Harvard, half of whom are Chinese Americans, to go after supplies in China. Over the past few weeks, they have been working around the clock. Literally.
I had a few questions, so we're getting a ton of inbound requests.
By day, they speak English, taking orders from American hospitals. At night, they switch to Mandarin. Bai works through a family friend in China who is a distributor of medical equipment. She's getting personal protective equipment, or PPE, from state-owned Chinese factories. This protects against fraud and substandard products.
So with me, because my friends were able to have direct access with the factories, so they would actually go fly to the factories to like be there to get the PPE out when goods are available. So those are really important for quality control.
Bai and her team have procured 1.7 million pieces of medical equipment for 12 Boston area hospitals, community health centers, and senior living facilities. That's been a godsend for people like Dr. Mark Davis. He directs international emergency medicine and health at the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
I don't think anybody could have predicted the scale of what we're seeing now in terms of need. And so the supply chain that's necessary requires some really different kinds of thinking.
Sophie Bai offered that. And within a week of connecting with Bai and her team, supplies began arriving to Davis's hospital.
We received about 3,000 face shields and 3,000 goggles, and there's more on the way. The idea that we can directly source through this complicated route is something that's new. It's critically important.
Getting supplies to the Brigham and Women's Hospital was a big win. But Bai's team has also encountered failures. Recently, she learned that a hospital needed swabs, but when Bai found them in China, Boston was asleep. Once she won approval to purchase, they were gone. The Indonesian government had scooped them up. You need cash on hand to buy supplies right now, but hospitals are not accustomed to paying up front, so local donors have stepped in. Even with the money in hand, competition for supplies remains fierce.
It feels more like the stock exchange trading floor. People are aggressively pursuing supply, bidding and paying up front on the spot.
Jeff Busgang is a professor at the Harvard Business School and Sophie Bai's teacher. Busgang says the coronavirus pandemic is creating an insatiable demand, one where transactions need to be received, filled, and paid for immediately.
And so there's this new network of relationships and a new supply chain that needs to be created. And what Sophie has done is create that supply chain in a very scrappy, entrepreneurial way.
Across the nation, Chinese nationals and Chinese Americans have been stepping up to help get medical supplies from China for frontline workers from San Francisco to Iowa to New York. Sophie Bai says there's a reason this is happening in so many places, including her adopted home.
There's a really emotional tie between, I guess, the Chinese community to Boston in general, because it's just where so many of us, I guess, have a transformative experience growing up, you know, right from like late teens to early 20s.
This effort has been like starting a business, Bai says, except that she and the others are volunteering all of their time. And their goal is something much bigger.
Ultimate success is to get everything that the doctors need here. If we can, you know, help save one more life, I think we're successful.
For The World, I'm Rachel Rock.